Manu Patra alerts dated the 29th of March 2018. Supreme Court has asserted that Pramit is recruited to the UP High Judicial Services, HJS, in the year 2008-2009 are not entitled to seniority prior to their appointment on the ground that the requirement of suitability test was introduced for the first time in the year 2007. Bombay High Court has held that a dying declaration cannot be rejected merely because it was not read over to the declarant. Securities and Exchanges Board of India, SEBI, has accepted 40 out of 80 recommendations that were suggested by the Udai Kotak Committee on Corporate Governance. Supreme Court has held that stay of proceedings in a pending trial, whether civil or criminal, will automatically lapse after 6 months unless extended by speaking order. Supreme Court has kept in abeyance a Delhi High Court order which had asked the Election Commission to consider allotting the pressure cooker poll symbol to the AIADMK faction led by TTV Dinakaran. Supreme Court has taken note of the troubles plaguing the appointment of judges to higher judiciary, particularly the non-appointment of permanent chief justices to high courts. Supreme Court, while holding Clause B of Subsection 3 of Section 4 of Bihar Public Works Contracts Arbitration Tribunal Act, 2008, unconstitutional, has observed that a provision that allows chairman and other members to hold office of arbitration tribunal at the pleasure of government is inconsistent with the Constitution. Supreme Court has reiterated that unless the court concludes that the decision-making process or the decision taken by authority bristles with malafides, arbitrariness, or perversity, the Constitutional Court will not interfere with the decision-making process. Bombay High Court has rejected the plea for medical termination of pregnancy, MTP, of a 32-year-old woman from Buldhana district, who had claimed she had conceived the baby after rape by her employer. Bombay High Court has asked a private developer, who is replastering a high-rise in South Mumbai, to tender an undertaking to the court, stating that safety measures will be adopted to ensure no damage is caused to the property of neighboring buildings. Bombay High Court has said the Maharashtra government's practice of issuing fitness certificates to private vehicles without conducting an independent test was legal and in breach of its previous orders. Bombay High Court has castigated the city police for summoning repeatedly a child witness to the police station for recording his statement in a case of alleged rape of his 3-year-old classmate by the school's trustee, a French national. Madras High Court has directed the managing directors of 8 state transport corporations to disburse the balance interest portions of 394.69 crore to the contempt petitioners, retired employees, before the 14th of April, 2018. Madras High Court has set aside an order of the Income Tax Department declaring him as the principal officer of SpiceJet Limited, thereby making him liable for the alleged TDS dues of the company.